Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Listener edition. We're your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Thursday, Holocult. You know what that means? It's the listener experience edition of the show. It's where we compile your experiences and share them with the Holocult. It's a good time. Excellent time. Before we get into today's experience, we got to get through the business. So check us out on all our social medias. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Holosky Podcast. We will be there. Come and join the community. Be part of the cult. It's a good time. Fun cult. We don't ask you to do too much weird stuff. A little bit of weird stuff, but not anything crazy. And it's a great community. It's a pretty good time. If you have your own paranormal experience that you would like for us to feature on a future episode of this very show, Kyle has some details that you're going to want to, you know, commit to memory.
I do. It's always in forever in the show notes, so that's your go-to for this information. However, it's also easy to remember. HollowSkyPodcast@gmail.com. Write your story out. Send it to the email. It gets filed away in our patented system. Steve picks it out later on. And we air it. And then you become famous. And everybody's happy.
It's easy, really.
It is exceptionally easy.
Simple. If you'd like to support the show, there's plenty of ways you can do it. Hop on over to Patreon. $7 a month. You get extra shows. You get early access to shows. You get ad-free shows. You get dope casket breath jams. And you get some good little info on some merch drops and possibly some coupons. HollowSkyPodcast.com. You can go over there, search the store, find all kinds of cool hollow swag over there. Get shirts, hats, beanies, stickers. You can just rep the hollow cult in your everyday life. Best thing you can do to support us is share the show word of mouth. Throw our name in the hat anywhere you go. Anybody that likes weird stuff, conspiracies, paranormal, cryptids, 40 and anything, throw it out there. If you've got other paranormal creators that you like, just throw our name to them. Maybe we can collab if we can get our schedules together. It's the best thing you can do, and we appreciate you. And it's free. It's free. You can also pop on over to YouTube and subscribe there, and you can watch us talk about this stuff in real time with our handsome faces.
True story.
True story.
It's definitely something you're going to want to do.
Yeah, technically. But with that being said, we're going to jump right in to today's listener experience. Today's experience comes to us from our friend Pete. Pete sent us an email that says, "Hey, Kyle and Steve, found your podcast after listening and catching up to another conspiracy cryptic podcast. I binge listen to your show at work for anywhere from 10 to 15 hours a day. After your Shadow People episode, I've been wanting to send in some of my experiences, but haven't had the courage to do it. This is just one of my experiences, and I would love to hear your feedback on it. Thanks for the dope episodes, and as always, stay weird. So Pete actually left us a voice clip in telling of his own experience in his own words, which I wish more people would do, so you don't have to hear my voice being carried over the airwaves. You can hear it straight from the experiencer's mouth via digitally. That being said, here is Pete's encounter.
Hey guys, so this is Pete from Jersey. So I've always been not keen, but I guess I've always had a stronger sense to paranormal things, coming from my mom's side of the family. Her sisters, her mom, as far as I know of, they've always been, I guess, sensitive to paranormal things. My dad's side of the family, I don't really know, so I have no idea if they're sensitive to it or not. And my dad doesn't really believe in any of this stuff. But either way, out of my mom's side of the family, I feel like I definitely have one of the stronger senses. Growing up, you know, seeing things, tons and tons and tons of shadow people I've seen throughout my whole life. To this day, I still see them. I see them at home, at work, especially my current job now was built in like the late 30s, early 40s. And we've been involved with NASA since day one. So there's history in this building for sure. But either way, so one of my biggest, events that's ever happened to me was me waking up to some sort of visitation by either ETs or angelic beings or something from a different dimension. I do not know. So, bit of a backstory on it. This happened in the house that I grew up in. My room was in the basement, and this house had a lot of weird things that I sensed and felt and saw. But this was by far one of the, like I said, one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me. So in order to get to the basement, you had to go basically down the stairs, like you were going towards the back door, obviously past the back door, going down to the basement. As soon as you get to the bottom of the stairs, you'd have to hook a right, and that opened up the entire basement. And then my basement was kind of split like 70-30 size-wise with a wall separating, 70% being my room, 30% being a little bit of like storage, washer, dryer, mudroom kind of thing. And where my bed was in a weird little nook, I guess you can call it, on the opposite corner of the room from the stairs. It was wide enough to be able to fit a twin bed and have a little extra room to be able to stand on the side. But in order to get onto my bed or to my bed, you couldn't really walk to the side. You had to crawl over the front of it. And at the time, my dad was opening up a gym that he used to go to. So he would leave the house every morning at 4 a.m. And it was quite common for him to come down to the basement to, you know, get ready to leave in the morning, grab his shoes and whatnot, and turn the lights on. So that was a very common occurrence. And where the room, where my bed was, in that little nook, I always had a tower fan on about 90% of the year. And I only had one little window basement that was about, I don't know, maybe 6 inches tall by a foot, foot and a half long kind of thing. So there wasn't ever really good air circulation, which was the whole purpose of me having that tower fan. And I always kept it blowing right on my face, just trying to keep as much cool air on me as possible. And again, 90% of the time, unless it was like dead of winter, it was always on fan setting 3. So this one night I'm sleeping. The fan's on the highest setting pretty much as always. While I'm sleeping, I hear the fan kind of kick up speed a little bit. and I could also feel it, but figured, you know what, I'll just keep my eyes closed. I'm not going to bother. Maybe I just kind of noticed the fan a little bit different that one night, or you know, something to that effect. And then out of nowhere from behind me, because I was sleeping on my back, this massive bright light appears. So again, didn't think much of it. Still kept my eyes closed. Figured my dad was coming down to get ready to go to the gym. And was just kind of hearing out, listening for his footsteps to come down the stairs, or maybe like my brother or my mom, for whatever reason at the time, were coming down the stairs. Didn't hear any footsteps, so I thought it was kind of weird, but just kind of shrugged it by. And then as I went to try and change positions to either go onto my side or rotate my head or something, realized I couldn't move, and learned very quickly it was sleep paralysis. Now, I'm no stranger to sleep paralysis. I've had it, you know, I've been woken up to it. I've had it where it's happened in a dream, woken up, thought, okay, good, I'm finally awake, going to grab some water, and then the sleep paralysis had continued while I'm awake. So this whole time, my eyes are still closed. I'm awake, but can't open my eyes, can't do anything, but I'm 110% completely conscious as to what's going on in my surroundings. So being that my bed's in this little nook, I knew that there were walls there. I kind of knew the whole layout of my room, and even in complete darkness of my eyes, because I could still navigate fairly well. What happens next is kind of like a scene from The X-Files. And one episode in particular with an alien abductee that I remember seeing this episode as a kid, and it freaked me out, but at the same time I was also absolutely loved the series, so I wouldn't be surprised if aliens somewhere were like, oh hey, let's just go do this to him and go fuck with him. Either way, it was almost like the walls had disappeared, and in replacement of the walls surrounding me was like these very, very thin veils. And kind of one by one or two by two, the shadow figures, there were multiple shadow figures all surrounding me. They would all kind of slowly walk up to the edge of my bed. And I hear them sitting there and talking amongst themselves. And it was kind of like they were observing me. Now, I couldn't really understand what they were saying. I knew they were talking, but they physically weren't talking out loud, but they also weren't talking telepathically. It's kind of hard to describe. But the language that they were speaking in was not English, nor was anything that I can really try and pick up on or try and lean towards. The only thing that I can really think of was, or at least still that I could think of, is Enochian, which is kind of weird, but hearing it from Supernatural, another show that I always loved watching, it wasn't exactly that, but it was very, very close. And I'm trying to fight to move, to be able to open my eyes, see what this is, what's going on, still can't move. And they're just standing there staring at me, and they're still talking amongst themselves. And then from behind me, towards the bottom of the bed by my feet, this super, super bright light gets closer and closer and closer. Now, meanwhile, the room, or from wherever I was very well lit. And whatever this light was almost like as if, quote-unquote, God himself was coming. Now, I'm not very religious at all. I've considered myself atheist pretty much my entire life. If I do believe in anything, it's kind of closer towards, you know, maybe paganism, or maybe kind of like Norse mythology and believing in multiple gods. But either way, just for layman's terms, I usually just say atheist. Now, wherever this, whatever this extremely bright light was, came and talks to these shadow people, beings, figures, whatever they were, and again, couldn't understand what he was saying. I knew he was talking out loud, but he was also not talking out loud and talking telepathically, in whatever language they were speaking, and was talking about me and was talking about these other beings. And from the hint that I kind of, I guess, felt, you could say, is he was saying to not do whatever they had planned that they were going to do, or not do whatever they were trying to discuss amongst themselves. And basically had, it felt like he was just telling them to leave me alone, that I guess I am quote unquote off limits. That super bright light backs away. Now everybody else is still there and they all kind of just keep staring at me. And it's like they just little by little, one by one, kind of backed away from that veil to where I couldn't see them anymore / feel them. Because again, my eyes are closed throughout this entire process and I can see them, but I can't see them, but I can feel them and know where they are at all times while they were, at least this was all happening. So they all back away one by one and the light slowly fades out to where it's black again. Keep fighting. Finally, I can move. Pick my head up and I'm like, wow, that's one of the weirdest dreams that I've ever had. Trying to get my bearings straight, figure out, you know, what time is it? How much longer do I have to get up before I have to get up to go to work? Stuff like that. And then I realized my fan was blowing super, super concentrated and a lot higher of a speed than it normally does. And then I can physically feel and hear my fan slowing back down to its normal speed, but on the highest setting, setting 3.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So I thought to myself, all right, that's a little weird. You know, I kind of thought that part was just maybe a dream or hallucinating it or something. Didn't think much of it. Thought, okay, it is what it is. Some weird dream that I had. Don't tell anybody that night or the next day, I'm sorry. Now the following night, same thing. Sleeping. While I'm sleeping, hear my fan start to kick up. And again, it's on setting 3, the highest setting. But the way it was ramping up, it felt like they were, like the fan was on setting 1, the slowest setting, both nights. And while that's happening, my eyes are still closed. Then I can see the light that was coming through from the night before was starting to illuminate the room, and I knew it wasn't the basement lights, that this was a continuation from the previous night, because while everything's starting to, that light is starting to slowly illuminate the room, the walls are starting to slowly fade away again, and that veil that was there from the previous night is starting to appear. Now I kept trying to fight to get myself to move and wake up, and at this point, no shadow figures had come through yet, or beings or whatever entities. But I was finally able to get myself to move, and it kind of felt like the scene from Kill Bill, where she's in the back of the truck trying to get her toes to wiggle. Kept fighting, then finally I was able to get like a finger to move, then my hand to move, then my arm to move, then I was able to like pick up my head, and the light quickly got pulled away real fast, and it was back to my room being dark. My fan was still on that like weird, super high setting. I could still physically feel it. And as I picked my head up and turned my head around towards the foot of my bed, just to try and observe what what the hell was going on, pretty much. Nothing is there, no light, and then I can feel my fan slowly start to slow back down to setting 3 again. Now, for years, I've been trying to figure this out. It's never happened again. I've tried Googling it. Can never get an answer or find. Maybe I'm just searching it wrong. Never really had anywhere to kind of tell the story other than my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time. Like, I told my mom and my aunt and, like, maybe one or two other people. But it's just been weird because it's always kind of felt like it's some sort of abduction was trying to start. But the fact that I can remember everything crystal clear as if it had just happened to me makes me think it's not some sort of an abduction story. And it could be something else. So I'm just curious if you guys ever run into a story like this before, or, you know, maybe somebody else has had an experience like this as well. But would definitely love to hear what you guys think about it. I have other weird experiences too. Nothing to this extent, but like I said, I've always been super sensitive to the paranormal. I've seen full body apparitions of people that have passed as if they were currently living. Just some weird stuff. But again, this is like the weirdest thing that I've never been able to figure out, and it's probably been close to 10 years at this point since this has happened. And again, I can remember every single detail from the moment of me feeling the fan turn on or start speeding up to the moment of it slowing down. So yeah, I guess let me know what you guys think. Would definitely love to talk to you guys about it and go from there. Thanks.
Well, Pete, first off, thanks so much for taking the time to record your encounter and trusting us to share it with the rest of the Holocult. We definitely appreciate it. First off, it's kind of awesome that, like, it's almost like you did have some sort of divine intervention kind of putting a stop to what could possibly be an abduction, which I don't know that I've heard of an actual, like, entity coming to stop an abduction. But, like, we all have heard that abductions can be stopped in the name of Jesus, right?
Right.
But to have, like, an actual entity come through, almost like a an archangel or, like, a guardian or something, that, like, that's dope.
It is gangster if that's the actual thing that's going on. I'm with Steve. I kind of am heavy leaning toward ETs in this arena. I have to make the suggestion, not that I want to, but I do have to make the suggestion. Is it possible that your, I'm going to use the word obsession because it's the best one I got, but with the, you know, X-Files and Supernatural, if that doesn't play into a fabricated event through sleep paralysis. And I say that because you made essentially a Dwayne Barry reference when he is surrounded by ETs in his bedroom and the bright light comes in and the whole nine. And then you also make a reference to Supernatural in the language that you heard. So there's that possibility, right? But I can also counter that argument with, we know that ET likes to use things that are familiar to you. So, you know, did they use the Dwayne Barry reference and create a situation as far as the language goes, the Enochian and what you heard in Supernatural? That to me, that leaves two options. It leaves that your mind created it and filled in the blank, or it was used against you you know, from some type of memory pool or whatever, however they do it to make you familiar with the situation. That's the only thing that makes sense to me, unless it's some type, I guess you could argue soft disclosure in, you know, in that regard, but I'm not sure. I just find it extremely weird that there's those. And then as far as the entity coming in and supposedly stopping this encounter, that's also extremely interesting and strange at the same time. Because like Steve pointed out, we know that it can be stopped, or it's, you know, it's recorded in multiple accounts where you use Jesus' name and it stops the encounter. However, in this case, you did not do that, and something still steps in and at least pretends like it stops the encounter. You know, whether it continues on or not is, it's kind of up in the air. It just seems a little sussy to me that there's some type of random divine intervention for no reason. Not that it's not possible. These things definitely do happen. It's just interesting to me that, you know, that card got played. It's very bizarre.
And I mean, it could not be like angelic at all. You know, like we're just assuming that because of the white, like I'm assuming that because of the white light and that it stopped whatever was going on. So we think, but the fact that they were speaking that language and then this other higher entity also was speaking the same language, maybe it was like a tier of power kind of thing. You know, like these little drone grunts, like essentially, I know they're shadow people, but it could be like the grays down there doing the grunt work. And then this thing came in as like, no, we're not doing this anymore. You know, like it was a boss, kind of a power figure, either writing them or calling it off or however you want to do it. You hear it a lot with like mantis beings and like tall Palladians being over gray aliens who are your little worker bees.
Right.
It's also weird that like the thing that you remember the most is your fan. Your fan was like your catalyst to this, to back to reality, right? It's like what started the encounter, and then what brought you back to the encounter was your fan, which is weird. But you also hear similar things in other abduction scenarios. Like people will focus on something very familiar that just seems off a little bit. And then once everything kind of dies and dumbs back down, that one thing kind of brings itself back to reality where it needs to be. So that's
the fan is weird. It's almost like it was experiencing some type of power surge.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
You know, and then not to mention it, like in relation to power, current and so on and so forth. You had your eyes closed the entire time, but you could feel the presence of the entities there, like their essence essentially is emitting something that you can detect, allowing you to know where they are and kind of what they're doing at the same time.
Yeah, it's
like them being there interferes with our reality somehow.
Which, yeah, I was also gonna touch on, I'm glad that you said that, was the way that he experienced the initial like acknowledgement of the shadow figures where the walls kind of disappeared and they were just left in veils. That also takes place in one of the Carla Turner abductions.
Gross.
Where these two women are staying at this house and at this man's house, and they're up staying in the spare bedroom where the man hears a commotion, and as he comes through the door, I've talked about this before, one of the women are kind of off to the corner, hiding in the corner of the room, and the other one's laying in her bed, and she's began to be levitated up out of the room. And as she's being levitated, the walls just like dissipate. They just kind of go away, and this light comes in, and they watch her as she is being taken out of her bedroom. Like they can manipulate reality, which I believe sucks.
I believe that. That's terrifying.
Yeah, you have. If they can manipulate the reality that we perceive, you have no defense.
It's also not the first time that we've heard that either about them being able to manipulate reality. I think I heard that reference, or we talked about it, or whatever, in regards to the Rendlesham Forest encounter. I think that I've heard that that entire encounter was nothing more than a manipulation of time and space, like them fucking with our reality and making us perceive shit that's not actually happening. But at the same time, it is happening.
Yeah. Well, look at, what is it? Our Lady of Fatima?
Yeah.
You had 10,000 people there. That's a, you know, a conservative estimate. And if they were interviewing people, and so many thousand people saw the Virgin Mary in the sky. This is all the same people looking at the same sky. Then you had so many thousand people see a UFO in the sky. And then you had so many thousand people not see shit in the sky. So if that's not evidence of not only manipulating reality, but specific realities.
Well, like, and on top of that, if I remember correctly, too, I think it had been raining. And after that encounter, there were people that were dry and then there were people that were wet.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The weird, it's almost like it was, like when Kyle said that, it's almost like it was playing in on the things that you were into, like the X-Files and like Supernatural, especially with the weird Enochian language.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what like draws my attention to it the most, the fact that it's a fabricated, well, at least what we know is a fabricated language, and yet these things were at least using something extremely similar to.
Yeah, it's weird.
I wouldn't think that a modern TV show would use an actual real Enochian language.
I mean, you wouldn't think so unless, like you said, it was some sort of soft disclosure.
Could be.
Which isn't that far-fetched, really.
I don't know, though. I don't know. It's also weird that once again, not that these things don't happen, but it's also weird that unprovoked, whether it be an archangel or Jesus or whomever, comes down and intervenes.
That's why after I said it at first, like an angelic presence, I'm like, maybe it has nothing to do with that. Maybe it is like a hierarchy power thing where maybe these shadow people were down there, you know, instead of getting done what they needed to do, they were lipping off in their Enochian language, and this thing came in and said, "Hey, you're fucking around too long.
Right?
Let's scrap it. Let's get the hell out of here."
Yeah. You know, maybe it was top tier manipulation.
Yeah.
Them making you think you're being saved.
Yeah. That's happened before. Yeah. If you read into the Carla Turner, the cases she's covered, there's some sick shit in there, man. Whatever these things are, they are not up to any good. So, thanks again, Pete, for sending your experience in. We would love to hear the rest of your experiences. You said you got some more, so feel free, brother, to send them in. So we would love to hear them. Very interesting encounter.
Yeah.
Especially like the shadow person alien connection is creepy.
It's gross. Not to mention you further state how all your, like, you see shadow people quite often.
Makes you wonder. But yeah. Love it. Curious to hear what the Holocult thinks about it. That being said, thanks for hanging out with us, everyone, here on this lovely Thursday morning, afternoon, evening. Hope everybody gets through the rest of their work week. Hope everybody's having a good work week. So until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and I don't know, if you encounter shadow people, try talking to it in an Enochian language.